Germany's Angela Merkel delivered a rebuke to President Vladimir Putin of Russia on Sunday, telling him that a planned Moscow-backed referendum on whether Crimea should join Russia was illegal and violated Ukraine's constitution. Putin defended breakaway moves by pro-Russian leaders in Crimea, where Russian forces tightened their grip on the Ukrainian Black Sea Peninsula by seizing another border post and a military airfield. Yesterday, as thousands of people staged rival rallies on Crimea, street violence flared in Sevastopol when pro-Russian activists and Cossacks attacked a group of Ukrainians. The protests came while interim Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk vowed Ukraine would not cede an inch of its territory to Moscow. The Prime Minister is reportedly set to visit Washington for consultations after pro-Russian forces prevented more than 40 international observers from entering Crimea after taking control of military bases across the area. Stefan Boss has the latest from Ukraine.
They tried but failed. Dozens of observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe could not enter Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Pro-Russian forces even fired warning shots, explained Hungarian observer Gábor Ács, who heads the mission.
Just they tried already first time to access to the Crimean Peninsula. And unfortunately, it was the first time unsuccessful try. At this moment, they were much angrier than previous time. They were especially with the Ukrainian escort.
The incident underscored international concerns over what Ukraine's interim government has called a Russian armed invasion, with as many as 30,000 Russian forces effectively controlling the region. U.S. President Barack Obama, who discussed the situation with leaders from Britain, France, Italy and the Baltic states, said in a statement he agrees with European leaders that Russia must pull back its forces from Crimea. He also urged Russia to allow international monitors as well as human rights observers to work there and to support fair presidential elections in May. At Washington's Brookings Institution, non-proliferation scholar Stephen Pfeiffer warned the crisis urgently needs to be de-escalated.
Russia and Ukraine right now are one nervous 20-year-old soldier's mistake away from something very, very bad happening that could spin out of control.
The military movements come ahead of a March 16th referendum in Crimea on whether to join Russia. Yet, speaking through an interpreter, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov denied Moscow was involved in the domestic affairs of Crimea.
This conflict is of an inner Ukrainian nature, inspired from outside and not from our side. The temporary government, as you called it, is not independent. Unfortunately, it depends on radical nationalists who took power in an armed coup.
He spoke shortly before in Simferopol, a military ceremony was held, creating what's described as a Crimean defense force. Central and Eastern European countries near Ukraine have expressed concern that the crisis could impact them after Russia warned the interim Ukrainian government of another possible shutdown over unpaid natural gas bills. The Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland and Slovakia have urged the United States to make it easier for them to import American natural gas to reduce their reliance on Russia, their former Soviet master. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.